The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield is proudly brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking, sponsor of this year's Virtual Mining Indaba. When it comes to mining, Absa doesn't see borders. They see opportunities. That's Africanacity. Absa is a registered FSP.
That State of the Nation address, the third by Cyril Ramaphosa as president. It's almost 2 years to the day since his ascent to the presidency, during which time the true nature of state capture and its consequences have become apparent. But as Richard Quest told me in Davos the other day in that video that went madly viral, no one's been prosecuted despite the mounting evidence we see all around us. Not only do South Africans want retribution, but we need growth and the benefits that derive from that. Anne Bernstein is Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening. Is it too extreme to say this is the litmus test for Cyril Ramaphosa? Either he pulls it off tomorrow night or this becomes his legacy, the failure to turn around South Africa, Anne Bernstein.
Look, I think it is an important speech, but I don't think we should attach too much importance to it. I do think that the country is in deep trouble and that the president is failing to come clean with us all and to develop a game plan for how we get out of our multiple crises. So it is an important speech, but I'm not expecting too much from it.
I mean, you're saying tinkering at the margins won't help. Sadly, that's probably what we're going to get.
Well, I think that's where we are at the moment. We're not making progress. It looks like, you would think, with all the sort of crises we have, an unemployment crisis that only deepens, with almost no growth, with a fiscal crisis, with municipalities that can't pay their debts or deliver services, and it goes on and on and on, you would think that the president would be driving the civil service night and day to come up with solutions to turn this all around. But that's not where we are. We're not getting a sense of real urgency and crisis when, in fact, the situation is truly extremely bad. And I have never seen business leaders being as vocal or as worried as they have been in the last 6 to 8 months.
I mean, the most perplexing thing is beyond Tito Mboweni, there really doesn't seem to be that much concern. There's almost the Nomvula Mokonyane approach, well, when it falls over, we'll pick it up. And we know that doesn't work.
Absolutely. I mean, the Minister of Minerals and Energy told us the other day that they're thinking of, after having failed with Eskom, we're thinking of setting up another state-owned energy company. This beggars belief. So I think that we really are in a serious situation, and it's time that an approach that the president is the president of all South Africans, and it's time to focus on priorities. He needs a game plan for reform to turn the situation around. He needs to pick 4 or 5 priorities and stop being diverted from these by bad policies, by rather strange other priorities, all sorts of things, and actually develop a plan to make this happen and report to the country, not on more words, but actual results and policies and approaches that have been changed.
What is the Dawn Bush rule, and are we about to learn a whole lot more about the Dawn Bush rule?
Well, Dawn Bush was is a famous economist and Latin American expert who looked at a lot of financial implosions in the 1990s, and he argued that a crisis takes a much longer time coming than you think, and then suddenly it happens much faster than you would have thought. So that's the rule, and it looks like South Africa might just be poised to test this.
And it's a scary prognosis. I mean, I suppose the real state of the nation tomorrow is the fluff and the promises and the high-speed railways and all of the stuff that you know is never going to happen. The real state of the nation happens in 2 weeks' time when the finance minister puts his techie to the tar and says, okay, here's some numbers. And when numbers are involved, they're harder to fudge.
Absolutely. In October, the worse than expected medium-term budget statement, the Minister of Finance said to us that hope is not a strategy. So are we going to get a strategy at the end of February? Are we going to see a cut in the endless growth in public sector wages? Are we going to see a turning of the tide, that we're getting a firm hand on the tiller of expenditure, and we're going to take the necessary pain? And that's what is required. We seem to have a current approach where we avoid all the fundamental changes because they're hard, there's no doubt about it, and we keep kind of hoping that somehow they'll go away. So there's absolutely no doubt the country is in a difficult position, the president is in a difficult position, but only he has the constitutional and political power to make the changes that are so desperately needed to give South Africans hope that we are going to get back on track.
What I think befuddles so many people is why it is so infernally hard for him to act. And we understand the pressures within the ANC. We understand all of this stuff. All of that may very well be true. But if you're going to be at the helm of the Titanic, if you're Captain Smith at the helm of the Titanic, you go down in history as the guy who took a ship into an iceberg because you weren't paying attention. And Cyril Ramaphosa runs that risk, doesn't he?
I hope not. I have been saying that it's hard to see the proverbial tunnel, never mind the light at the end of it. I don't think it's too late. I think there are a lot of people who would get behind the president if he said, I am going to come clean with the country on all the multiple crises we have. I'm going to educate people, inform them of the terrible situation we're in, and I'm going to start talking about the hard choices we have to make. And that's what's required. We've got to start the process. Instead of fluff pieces we get every week from the president's letter, we need to grapple with the fundamental changes. And it's not just state capture, Bruce. It's some key ANC policies.
No, absolutely. We must leave it there. But I just want to ask you one more question, and that is, do you know why you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel?
Because Eskom switched the lights off.
No, because the trains we ordered don't fit in the tunnel there. That's why. Oh, we have to make light of it. Anne Bernstein, thank you. Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise.
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield was brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking, sponsor of this year's virtual mining Indaba. When it comes to mining, Absa doesn't see borders. They see opportunities. That's Africanacity. Absa's a registered FSP.